Let's talk some news and then Lost in the Wash. If there's something that we should have got to by now, we'll get you to where in Lost in the Wash. Channel 7 football reporter Theo Doropoulos has been good enough to join us from a cafe coffee catch-up. Buy any McCafe coffee on the My Maccas app for a chance to win a free coffee for a year. Great to have you, Theo. Welcome back.
Thanks, Wayne.
Great to have you on again, because there's been a heap of news we haven't got to just yet. Can you give us the latest on Jeremy Finlayson and what the AFL might be doing here?
Yeah, this was a nasty incident, really, given the standards of the AFL society more broadly. So the Port Adelaide forward went to club officials, went to the head of footy, Chris Davies, at three-quarter time of their game against Essendon and admitted to using a homophobic slur, which has been well documented. They're awaiting some sort of penalty from the AFL. So the expectation was that the league would interview Finlayson at some point today as part of that investigation, with a sanction to be handed down, you'd think, by the end of the week, really. There's no concern about the investigation. I mean, he's admitted to using it. It's not as if they have to determine what was actually said, because Finlayson himself owned up to it. So I suppose they'd be working through a process here where they speak to stakeholders and try and understand exactly what sort of sanction to hand down. But I think from what we've seen, I mean, discussions have raised from a comparison to Taylor Walker's incident a few years ago to Alistair Clarkson's. But, I mean, you would expect that the AFL would make a stand here, and Port Adelaide's just waiting patiently to see sort of what the sanction is.
Yeah, my thought is that he should have been suspended, or should be suspended. And my thought was that Alistair Clarkson should have copped a suspension as well. So the AFL are surely not chained by what they decided for Alistair Clarkson when it comes to this one. They never admit they're wrong, but there is a chance here to actually come down a bit harder and say, no, no, no. And we don't know what Jeremy Finlayson said either, or I don't, at least as opposed to what Alistair Clarkson said. So it's hard to judge it. But if it's a homophobic slur, surely that needs to be to the point that the AFL is actually going to come down a bit harder than they did on Alistair Clarkson when it comes to a player using this on field.
Oh, well, I would think that is the expectation, really. I mean, it's the perfect opportunity to say to anyone who watches football that is in the broader community that this sort of behaviour is completely unacceptable. And I think that would be the way that the AFL goes, really. I mean,
So you think they'll suspend him too? You think they will give a suspension out?
I would be surprised if he doesn't miss a game at some point. I mean, this is, again, I'm not going to, you know, be the judge and jury, but I would hope that for people watching on and want to be represented more broadly as football fans, that the AFL would stand up and say everyone is welcome at our games and this sort of language and behaviour isn't. So if it is a week suspension, even enough, just to send a sign, but I would like to think it's a bit more than a financial sanction. And with Alistair Clarkson, I mean, it's a two-game suspended sentence and it was $20,000. So if anything does happen again, it's not going to be two games, because he'll cop a fresh penalty plus the two games. So I think the deterrent is there for Clarkson and for Finlayson. I mean, he's done all he can. He's apologised. He's contrite, of course, but it doesn't excuse the behaviour. So I would like to hope that by the end of the week there's a resolution, and not to want players rubbed out, but I would say send a message to everyone that this is unacceptable, that unfortunately Jeremy Finlayson might have to miss a game or two of football.
Yeah, look, there's one here on the text that came through from Dean, and I'll read it. Suspended, Dwayne. Are you serious? You're a bloody idiot. Stop trying to be a snowflake. You never said anything to anyone on the field. Well, when I was on the field, it was 20-something years ago, and the world was a little different back then. We all know the mistakes that we made, and we don't want those mistakes continuing to be made. And for those people that have had a tough time of it, living the life in a society that should be all about equality, having such a tough time of it going for the next 10 years. So I think it's about time the AFL actually did something a little stronger than what they did with Clarko. But we can go on and on about this. When will the AFL hand down the decision, do you think, Theo?
Well, it has to be by the end of the week. I mean, I'd surprise if it's not in the next 48 hours, given Finlayson's admitted to the language that he used. He's already apologised to the Essendon player, to the club and officials. So there's not an investigation in terms of needing to find out exactly what has happened. They know what's happened. So it's just a matter of landing on the penalty.
Appreciate your thoughts on that. Toby Green, what are your thoughts on that? Give us an opinion on that one.
An opinion on that one? Gee, I'm not in the line to rule a bloke out. Look, I just think it'll be looked at. I think the fact that Mac Andrew got up, played on, there was no real intent or not a huge amount of potential to cause injury. And again, we know that that's the AFL silver bullet. I mean, his hands were tight and he fell awkwardly. Look, I would expect a little bit of scrutiny, but this one, I'm personally comfortable if Toby doesn't miss a game, because I think he did what he could have done to avoid anything being seriously nasty. But yeah, I would expect there's a little bit of scrutiny on him, maybe in the form of a financial sanction. But we know when it comes to the head, those sort of instances can be upgraded to be instantly medium impact. If they're careless and high, you can't dispute that. So there could realistically be a one-game ban attached to this. But given some of the tackles we have seen, I'd like to think this is on the lighter end of that scale. But again, Dwayne, I've been known to be wrong about one of these things before, so we sort of wait and see. I think it gets released about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, I'll let you stick to the news part of the news then, Theo. What's the news on Carlton, whether they will or won't challenge Lachie Fogarty's one-game suspension?
Well, I think it's a little hard to do that. We have seen, even with Liam Baker, we've seen sort of some of these suspensions that, or players that try and spoil a ball, that just get there late. No one has success overturning these sorts of things. At very worst, you can try and argue to have it downgraded. But again, like Richmond, it didn't work. I would expect that you cop this one on the chin. And you hope that Sam Walsh is back in full training last week. Michael Voss said there's extreme amount of optimism that he plays this weekend against the Crows. So, look, I would think when it comes to these sorts of hits, you're on a hiding to nothing.
And Gather Round, will it be in Adelaide forever, do you think?
Long time. Look, I think Adelaide has done everything to claim ownership for it. I mean, we know we've got the next couple of years. As an Adelaide, former Adelaide person, and having seen the first 2 years up close from a residence point of view, and this year from largely from a tourist point of view, flying in and flying out, it's an exceptional place to hold it, and it's easy for commuters to get from all around the country. I mean, I think it'd be hard pressed to get the entire East Coast over to Perth. Potential for maybe Tassie, where you've got sort of Launceston, you've got Hobart, you've got a few venues around the place. So definitely scope there. But look, Adelaide, it's first class. It's coming along. And I always try and say to people, Dwayne, if you're potting Adelaide, it just means you haven't spent any time there. It's got a bit to do. So yeah, I think it's gone from strength to strength from last year to this year.
Yeah, although you're younger than me, it wouldn't have worked with Footy Park. It wouldn't have worked, Theo, with Footy Park.
Yeah,
so the old Adelaide that I grew up with, when footy, yep. Well, I played at the Adelaide Oval, so I was lucky enough when the Sandford was there. But until the AFL moved to the Adelaide Oval and the Adelaide Oval was redeveloped, I don't think it would have worked so well with everyone having to drive down to Footy Park, because there's no train down there. It would have been chaos. So it just works the way it is now, and it's a beautiful thing. I think they should have it forever, as well as a footy lover, not just an ex-South Australian. Anything else to throw up today that might make the Channel 7 news tonight?
Just sweating on the results of Sir Archie Perkins' scan on the hammy. Dwayne, we'll hear from Zach Williams. He had a bit of a niggle at the back end of that Carlton-Fremantle game. The Saints were impressive yesterday, weren't they? Ross Lyon, he gave him a massive bake at quarter time. Cal Wilkie said he basically just came out and called us soft. Said that we weren't playing well enough and they turned it on in the back half. So, look, I think we're starting to see the ladder representing fair positions for each team. The one thing that excites me the most about what we saw in Gather Round is Collingwood. And I know a few people have written them off to say they can't win the flag and there's a lot of time left in this season. But isn't it exciting to think, from my point of view, that Collingwood is in the mix and they haven't even come close to playing their best football. So there's a lot of time for them to work it out. And I reckon those sides facing the Pies in the next couple of weeks, if they start to click, certainly won't be like facing them in the early rounds of the season. So that's certainly a bright spot for the comp going forward. Watch out if they get a bit of revival on. And then Thursday night footy, the D's and the Lions, going to be massive.
Yeah, so Collingwood's next game is against Port Adelaide at the MCG, but Collingwood will be coming off a bye. Port Adelaide won't be. So yeah, it'll be interesting watching. Is Collingwood now all of a sudden about to click into gear, or have they been worked out? That's the question we won't really have answered for a while. They've got Essendon the week after that, I think, for Anzac Day, and then they play Carlton. So I'm sort of holding my judgment on Collingwood until the Carlton game, May 3. Great to have you, Theo. Always great to have you on the show. Thanks for jumping on.
Pleasure, Dwayne.